The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's talk about lines.
No.
Don't do that.
Sorry, allergies. Seasonal. It happens.
Yeah.
Get off me. Some woman, what was she supposed to be going to do? She was
going to Universal Studios.
Yeah. And instead of doing that, one of the Wendy's in the neighborhood turned into Wednesdays.
Right.
I mean, the building was dope. I mean, they took
the
sign over.
They did that for SpongeBob too.
They did?
Yeah, because they had like a Krabby Patty meal where they put up like Bikini Bottom and you drive through it. And
oh my God, I just realized I'm a hypocrite. I'll get to that.
Ooh.
I wouldn't wait. Like, she waited in line for 4 hours to get, basically, it's not called a Happy Meal at Wednesdays.
It's like an unhappy meal.
There you go.
That's very cute.
It's clever, but would you wait in line for 4 hours for that?
Never.
Would you wait in line for,
yes.
You, oh my God, I don't know what happened to me, but like, there's nothing, like, I can't, the idea, what's worth it? When you have children and you could take them to a park or you could sit in a line.
Maybe the kids really like Wednesday.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it for the kids. My parents did a similar thing when Toy Story came out. We would go to all the Burger Kings to try to get Woody, Buzz, to get the whole set.
Would you have to wait in a line?
Yeah.
I remember my dad being so mad because he's like, we're on vacation. We're going to eat at Burger King again. Oh. My mom's like, because Tyler
it's
wants.
Tyler.
Yeah. And he's like, who? No.
But did you just go to Burger King's or was there an actual line?
We just went to Burger King's. Now, I have waited in line, ironically, with my dad at a McDonald's for a long, long time.
For what?
It was the day. It's one of the best memories of my life. I was very young.
Hold on. You're really saying waiting in a line
is one
of the best. Like,
yeah.
You have two children and a beautiful wife, uh-huh. But just stick with your story.
He didn't say the best.
He said one of.
Yeah.
Well,
top three.
It better be number.
Top three for sure.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Wait, top four? No. So I was like 7 or 8 probably. I don't know. Somebody could fact check this actually. But it was the day that McDonald's were like, we're going back to our original pricing. One day only, 10 cent hamburgers.
And
my dad said, get in the car. We're going to go down and we're going to like be a part of this. So there was a line out the door around the building. Everyone was, you could only get 10 at a time. So $1. And we waited for, it felt like hours and hours. And it was so fun and so cool. And we got our 10 hamburgers and we went
home.
And you
physically stood in line. You weren't in like the drive through.
Yeah, no, physically in line. Yeah.
And it was How much were they normally at that point? 29 cents?
Probably.
39 cents?
I don't know. I was too young.
Because I hate to be this person, but they were probably like 39 cent hamburgers.
Yeah.
No, they were probably like $1.50.
No.
Oh.
They, for the longest time, they were on this weird, there was a dollar menu for a while, but then before that, there was like a 50 cent meal or a 39 cent value. Mm. Like you could
what
get.
What year would you say this was?
Maybe 99, 98 or something. I don't know. And maybe it was a local thing. I don't, but it was like, I remember 10 cent hamburgers, you could get 10.
How much were they?
In 1999, a McDonald's hamburger typically cost around 79 cents.
Okay. So I just want to say this. 69 cents difference between a dime
mm-hmm.
and the normal price
mm-hmm.
times 10 is $6.90.
Oh, yeah.
But it's more about
so
the
you
same.
Stood in line 4 hours
mm-hmm.
for $6.90. That's this is the thing that drives me nuts about lines. Because I remember, I love you, Chipotle. I'll probably eat Chipotle tonight, okay? Just to make up for this. But I got asked to like, we in radio sometimes it's like, ooh, grand opening.
Mm. Yeah.
Come out here.
Yeah.
And it's like, first 50 people in line get a free Chipotle burrito. And I'm like, okay, that should be fun. They open at noon. So I start doing my call-ins at 11:30. So I show up there. And there are 300 people waiting in line. Now, I want you all to do the math. There are 300 people waiting in line for 50 burritos.
Yeah.
And a burrito at Chipotle at the time, roughly $6. And the manager's like, they've been here since 4 in the morning.
There's something to it. Yeah.
Something to what? Yeah.
For, if you bring
what, how much
kid.
Do you make an hour? Like, what are you doing? Like, you left your $20 an hour job.
Well, probably
to wait
not.
In line 6
they were probably
hours
unemployed.
For a $5 burrito? What in God's name are you doing?
Those burritos are not $5.
But they were
at the
then.
Time.
Okay, say they're $10. Say they're $20.
What? But I've never gotten to buy 10 hamburgers ever at once again. That's what's so cool. I'll just go 10.
I will
take 10 burgers, please.
We can let the girls take the calls on what you've waited in line for.
Finally, we've been waiting.
Me and you will go over to McDonald's right now, and I will buy you 10 hamburgers.
Really?
Just like, boom.
Not as satisfactory as when you waited for them, right?
Yeah, can I get on your shoulders like I did with my dad?
Aww. Wait, that's cute.
Come on.
That's so cute.
It's not the same.
So you, okay. I would love to hear from people who wait in line for something. Like, I waited in line. Oh my God. This is probably when I snapped. I waited in line at Universal. Is that where Harry Potter is?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
6 hours.
Just to get on the ride.
We got on the ride. In the middle of the ride, it broke.
No.
That's usually
which
how
one?
It goes.
Whatever, Harry Potter.
Yeah, there's multiple rides.
It was the one in California.
Oh, they just have the big one. You're like the
and when we
not
came
the
to the part where the Death Eaters are coming?
What are they called?
The Death Eaters or whatever. The weird...
They're like...
The Death Eaters.
Yeah. Yeah, they're called Death Eaters.
Death Eaters?
Yeah.
Or, no. Death Eaters are the...
Starts with a D.
Dementors.
Yeah,
Dementors.
The Dementors. Yeah, the one where the Dementors come and it's kind of
so
scary.
Right when the Dementors came, the game or the ride goes... And we're all just hanging there. Like...
Yeah, that's a real bummer.
Yeah.
And then once they got the ride moving, the graphics never came back. We got off the ride and they were like, out. We didn't get to go back on.
My family was
on the run before, so they finished.
Oh.
But I was back there with like Chad, my buddy Chad. And 6 hours, I got, like, how do you recover? You don't recover. 6 hours, like.
Okay.
And then it's just like dinner time already. Right? Like, that was the day.
And guess what? There's a line for dinner.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
You're triggering him.
Let's just do this. Let's do this. Please call now. Like with the coolest, like if you've waited in line for something, what is worth it? What did you wait in line for? And is it a happy memory like T-Hack? Or is it?
A waste of time.
Yes. 303-222-5423. No lines for that buffet, by the way.
Well, what, have you waited can't in line? Guarantee that. Well, I had the heartbreaking experience of waiting. I mean, probably 10 hours virtually.
It's still a line. It still counts.
And I was like, all day for Taylor Swift tickets.
Oh,
and
God.
I did not get them. They sold out before I did. Luckily, I had a friend who got tickets and she took me. But 10 hours.
10 hours.
Well,
and
so
again, you're making $10 an hour. That's
$100.
Yeah, but
I didn't stop
but
my job.
Because I've been in virtual lines too. And I see like there's 100,000 people in front of you. Well, the stadium only holds 30,000, so I'm going to drop
off.
Out. Yeah,
but then
so why
some
didn't...
of the people also don't see how much does the Broncos Stadium hold?
70 maybe.
Okay, so I don't think it was telling us, and it kept kicking people out. So you had to wait because it was like, well, what if it kicks the 4,500 people in front of you?
Gotcha.
You might have a chance. The Eras Tour was BS to get tickets for, and also it was the best night of my life.
I don't understand it.
Cried in the nosebleeds. Would do it again.
So you're saying don't wait in the line, just accept that you're going to pay secondary market prices for
sure.
A concert?
Or don't go.
Or don't go, yeah. But then you don't, yeah, at least you have...
It's just
those tickets
would
have been like $1,000. We got them for about
$100. Oh, wow.
For the nosebleeds, baby.
That's
our backs were on the back of Mile High.
Because you did come here for it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't live here yet, but I came here for it.
Oh, cool.
It's where my whole journey began.
I'm just wondering... Do you think more women wait in line or men?
Men. For that weird stuff. Like,
I think it
what
depends.
Are those little...
Like at Cabela's or... Like,
no, what's the
Pokemon
little like
cards?
Things? They're collectibles. Funko Pops.
The Funko Pops, yeah. I've spent a lot of time waiting in line for sneakers early in the morning. You got to know a guy who works at the mall who'll open up this certain back door because you'll beat the other crowd there.
Oh,
it's a whole,
my gosh.
Oh my
it's a whole
God.
Thing.
Okay.
A lot of hours of my life spent doing that.
Extra points if you're female and you've waited in line, but like, please tell me that you think waiting in lines is good. We want to hear the best line you've ever been in. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about lines and why you would ever, ever wait in one. And somebody's angry at me because I said, I know I come off as being too cool for the room, but I think of things linearly and logically.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself.
Why?
Also, linearly, that's hilarious because you're talking about how much you hate lines right now.
Oh, wow. That is funny.
But no, you were called out.
Oh my God, what a burn. What a total burn.
You were called out because the text says, didn't slacker stay in line for hours at In-N-Out Burger and Krispy Kreme? Hypocrite.
Mm. Okay, Krispy Kreme was before I hated lines.
Oh, right. There's pre-lines. And
was that because there was a like the first location?
Dude, Krispy Kreme? Ugh.
But it's so not worth waiting in line, because if you just wait a couple weeks and you can just drive by the hot lights on, you just get a donut. I will admit that I did wait for In-N-Out, but I waited, Tiak will appreciate this, with my son.
Oh.
And that was like the first In-N-Out here?
Yes,
or?
It was one at Alameda in 225. Mm-hmm. And it was like a football Sunday. So we just sat in my truck with an iPad and watched. I'm like, we're going to watch football games here so we can watch football games in my truck.
Yeah.
We just watched football.
Call.
Yeah. So, but
we actually have a ton of texts, by the way. Someone waited 4 hours for Stanley Cup tickets back in 96.
Oh my gosh. I thought you meant like a Stanley Cup, like what you have your water in.
People have waited in line for those. Do you remember that?
Oh, there was like, it was like the Valentine's collection.
Yes, and they were
something.
Like tripping over each other and beating each other up with their Stanley Cups.
That's a little crazy.
I would never have been there.
You get it? Oh my God.
No, I wasn't there, I promise. But I love my Stanley.
Dell.
Yay!
Waiting in line. What'd you wait for?
So we went on Black Friday to Bass Pro.
Oh, yeah.
Freezing cold, but we both got $100 gift certificates, only to find out they expired before we used them.
Oh no.
How long did you wait for $100?
5 hours with all five kids with us complaining about being cold.
And then when did they expire?
We didn't know it. We thought they were like gift cards that were good forever.
No.
They were like 30 days after the Black Friday.
Fine print. Yep.
I feel sad.
Then get him some Bass Pro gift certificates.
I'm not very rich.
Thanks for the call, Dell. David.
Yay.
Waiting in line. What'd you wait for?
So about 1983, long before cell phones could occupy your time as you're sitting in line, I waited overnight in line to get front row tickets to see Don Henley.
What's his
big
song?
Did you get him?
No, he canceled.
No!
Oh, no.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Boys of Summer,
oh, that's the one.
Yeah, that kind of broke me a little bit.
Of course. And like the people you meet in that line, not the people you want to hang with. They're not your people.
No.
But you were there.
Again, you got nothing else to do. You don't have your phone.
You don't have anything. And you end up playing Yahtzee with some methed out dude.
Exactly.
I did that for Van Halen tickets. This was back in my hypocrisy days. All right. Thank you, David. Chris.
Yay.
What are you waiting in line for?
Garth Brooks tickets.
This was back
in college.
Yep.
In the prime.
Like in the 90s.
Yep.
In the 90s. But you had to, before tickets went on sale, you had to go get a numbered bracelet. And then that Saturday, you went to the basketball arena. And the number that they drew was the first person to buy tickets. It finally got around to my number. And they shut down the line when I was like 10 people back. And they said, but don't leave. We're going to reopen a second show. And I got fourth row seats.
Worth it. Garth Brooks,
so you waited for how long in these stupid lines?
Oh gosh, I was there till at least the afternoon. I can't remember what time we started, like 8 or 9 in the morning, probably.
It's so worth it. Fourth row tickets to Garth Brooks in the 90s.
What else?
I met his mom on the floor right before the show started.
Oh, all right. Thank you, Chris. You guys, you guys are just bad at money. It's just not worth it.
We're not bad at money. We don't want to spend $700 for a concert ticket.
Wendy?
Yes.
Guy, what'd you wait in line for?
This is kind of a sweet story, and I'm also going to be dating myself.
Okay.
But I didn't have a great relationship with my dad, but he took me to see A Hard Day's Night. Beatles, A Hard Day's Night, and we stood in line with all the screaming teenage girls.
Did you wait?
I don't know. I'd say it was probably an hour or more, but I was
for a movie.
I used to watch that movie before bed every night.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was a movie.
I thought it was at least a tour or something.
It was a concert. It was just a movie. Like, you wait in line for something that Aaron just does to sleep. It's Nicole.
Paul's grandfather. He's really clean.
Yes. What'd you wait in line for?
I waited in line for my husband's shoes from Haven in California for 24 hours.
24 hours?
For shoes?
A full day?
Yep.
Not even for shoes? You, but for your husband?
Yeah. For my husband.
Well. Yeah, what kind of shoes were they?
They were Comfort 11s. So Jordan shoes.
I respect it. Yeah.
That's wood.
I waited in line for that very same release. Yeah.
Are you serious?
I got not even my size when I finally got to the top, but it was still worth it.
So you wait in line and you're like, you're out of 10 and a half, so you just take whatever. You take a child's shoe.
I got an 11, yeah. I traded it down the line.
Oh, my God.
That's part of the game.
Okay. Lauren?
Hi.
Hi. Waited in line. What'd you wait for?
So it was actually my mom, and this was when TY Beanie Babies were, like, huge. I was, like, 5 years old, and my mom waited in line at a Barnes & Noble for 6 hours to get me the Royal Blue Princess Diana teddy bear Beanie Baby.
With the, like, eternal rose or whatever, the stitching on it.
What is it?
We had it. Yeah, I don't have it still, but my sisters and I had it. I get it, girl.
What are you talking about?
Mom.
If you want any of the things you waited in line for, Aaron has all of them.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.